Next, the leader has to call up those who were honored to be given aliyot to the Torah, one by one. The same titles apply here, with the addition of a few extra ones for special occasions, such as ha'arusa, for a bride on the Shabbat prior to her wedding. For a bat mitzvah, you would call the girl ha'betula ha'nechmeda pilonit bat, piloni bat mitzvah. In addition, the leader is reminded that Sephardim have the custom of including the last name along with whatever patronymic or matronymic or name of the husband is used, so that the name would be Chana Eshet Yaakov Emmanuel, for example, if the last name is Emmanuel. We'll give you some examples of calling up. Ta'amor Hashem HaTov HaGeveret Chana Eshet Yaakov Emmanuel Nikro BaTorah Yishmereh HaTzurah. Another example for an Ashkenazit who doesn't use the last name. Ta'amod Hashem HaTov HaGeveret Pelonit Bat Peloni Likro Bat Torah Yishmereh HaTzurah. Ta'amod Hashem HaTov HaBetula HaNechmeda Alessandra Bat Gereshon HaLevi Bat Mitzvah Likro Bat Torah Yishmereh HaTzurah. For number 6 and 7, as well as for the Maftira, the special titles are given for the name of the portion that the person is reading. So it sounds like Ta'amor Hashem HaTov HaBetula Pelonit Bat Peloni. Last name, Likro BaTorah, Yishmereh HaTzurah, Simucha. Or, Talmud Hashem HaTov, HaGeveret, Pelonit, Bat Peloni Likro BaTorah Yishmereh HaTzurah Mashlima. Or Ta'amod Hashem HaTov HaArusa Pelonit Bat Peloni Likro BaTorah Yishmereh HaTzurah Maftirah.